I'll introduce you.
Thank you.
Go right here. You may be seated. I'm delighted that you get to hear today from Josephine and her story about her ministry and the ministry of Bethania Kids. And so join me in giving a warm welcome to Josephine.
First of all, I praise God for the wonderful gathering here. And thank you for all of you to inviting us from Bethania Foundation to share about our Bethania family. And before starting, I would like to share about my life. When I was up to 20 years, I don't know about Christ. And I was rebellious against Christian and Christian families and Christian members. And when I saw a person with Christ coming in front of me, I will calculate their shadow and I will turn that side and I will go, or I will turn back and go to other street. I don't want to face them. That was my life up to 20 years. And after that, I joined in Bethania Foundation. I came to know about Jesus Christ. And I accepted Christ as my personal savior because one of the big tragedy happened in my life. Jesus know how to pick up everyone and how to catch every people. I have three daughters. My first daughter, she was one time she fell. She got sick. One deadly disease happened in my first daughter's life. So me and my husband both together hold our hand and ask Jesus, if you are a true God, you deliver my child from this deadly disease, and we'll follow you up to our end of our life. So Jesus rescued my child, and that's how we accepted Christ, and we are serving to Christ in Bethania service. And Bethania Foundation is basically, it's a Christ-based foundation. And in 1987, the Bethania Foundation was started. In the beginning, there was a lady named Dayavu Dhanapal. She was sharing her own food and clothing to the people who are roaming around the streets. Then this service was noticed by some missionaries from US who are Jean Henning and Graner family, and they formed a structural thing with the 9 children in 1987. This ministry was started, and now by God's grace we are serving about 1,000 children and 100 staff. It's God's, lot of God's work is going on in this ministry. And I would like to share how the children are coming to our Bethania Foundation. The children who are orphan, and children who are abandoned, and children who are roaming around the streets, and children who are abused, and children with who are affected with disasters, and children who are not having nutritional food and proper clothing and shelter, and who are living in thatched roof, and when it rains, the rain will come on them, and without restroom facilities, and without electricity. So these are some kind of things, the situations the children are coming to our Bethania Foundation. When they are entering our Bethania Foundation, they are coming without any hope, without Christ, and with much tears in their eyes, with much pain, they are coming into our Bethania Foundation. And when they are leaving Bethania Foundation, they have two things in their life. One is they have peace and joy from Christ in their heart. That is the first thing they receive in Bethania Foundation. The children may be Christian, the children may be Hindu, or the children may be Muslims, or from any other religion. But we embrace the children with the love of Christ once they enter into our Bethania Foundation. So when they are leaving, they have Christ love within them. The second thing, they have education and job. So no more poverty in their life. They live independently. And these two things are there in Bethania Foundation. I personally love and serve Bethania Foundation because of these two things. One is Christ love, and another is education, and no more poverty in the children's life. They could live in, they could learn and live and support to many people. So I would like to say about a girl who is Rajalakshmi. You heard about history about Crystal, and she is from a residential place. We have two girls' home and two boys' home, which is residential home. Like, we took care of our own children. Same kind of activity will be happening in the residential care centers. Other than that, we have daycare centers and after-school care centers and women's empowerment program and special schools. So from a special school, I would like to share about Rajalakshmi. In 1994, I am working in Bethania for the past 22 years. And so in 1994, I got the address of Rajalakshmi, and I found her, I searched her, and I found finally she was living on a mountain side. So I climbed up the mountain, half a day I climbed up the mountain, and I searched in the houses Rajalakshmi. Finally I found her, find the house of Rajalakshmi in the midst of the wood. And there was a thatched house and thatched walls around the house. And I called Rajalakshmi, Rajalakshmi. And I heard a sound from the house inside, "Here I am." So I entered into the house. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. I saw a girl with 8 years old who is alone in the dark house at the corner of the house. She was Rajalakshmi. When I saw her and we diagnosed, she is affected by brittle bone disease, and up to 8 years she never been to school. So their father and mother went to search a job and find a job, and they earn, and they came late in the evening, and with a minimum amount of food, and they fed the family. This is the condition of the house. No restroom, no electricity, and she was, imagine the condition of the child. She was alone in the home the whole day, and the parents come in the evening times. She was alone in the home, the child with the brittle bone disease, in a dark room and without anyone in the house. She was alone, all alone in the house. And I asked Rajalakshmi, "Would you like to come with us to Bethania Foundation?" She was so happy that I am living alone in the house and I will come. With a smiling face, she told, "I will come with you." Then we took her to our Bethania care centers. And by God's grace, she finished up to 12th grade, and after that she finished her mental ability is very good. And so she finished her computer education, and her ambition was, I want to teach the computer skills with the children who are differently abled. So now she is a teacher at Bethania Foundation with the differently abled children. And when she, and more than that, she was from a Hindu family, and she accepted Christ and took baptism, and she got peace and joy in her soul. And we produced a video that is "You Are My Treasure." In that video, that girl is there. When she told, when she is telling, I was in the beginning. I thought I have nobody, and my life is question mark. What I am going to do, I don't know. Like that questions I have in my heart. Now I strongly say I achieved. I achieved. Achievement came in my life. That is the word she told from her heart. It's a very moving one. This is the one example I am telling. Like this, thousands of children are getting benefited in Bethania Foundation. Like in India, there is much focus and much importance will be given to the people who are Hindus. So we are living in Tamil Nadu. In like we need to get permission to run the homes. So in Tamil Nadu, more than 200 homes were closed, which is Christ-based. Mm. In Bethania Foundation, usually the government will provide 3 years permission only to run the homes, and it's only because of God's grace. We got 5 years permission. We got permission up to 2020 to run the homes. And before I am coming to US October 6, we conducted an alumni program, alumni gathering to celebrate 30th year anniversary program. Our president, Mr. Larry Zimmerman, he was the chief guest of this program. And we gathered 29 alumni in Angel Home and 26 alumni like Crystal, where she lives. We gathered 26 alumni in Grace Home. And in Kodaikanal, where I am living on a mountain side, we got 16 programs in Kodaikanal side, where Pastor Dave's wife visited the place. We are so happy. Rex and I didn't remember the name, forgive me. All your group people, they visited our place. We are so happy to be here. And we have 16 programs in Kodaikanal. We gathered 263 alumni in Kodaikanal. It was, this is the fruit like Crystal we are producing from Bethania Foundation with all your prayers, with all your financial help. And we bought a piece of land for Shalom Children Home, which is in Kodaikanal. We moved 7 rental buildings. We are paying about, including electricity and all the bills together, it comes around 50,000 per month. It's too much. So we bought a piece of land in Batalagundu, and we are... at this time, we are raising funds for the Batalagundu building. So, from my whole heart, I extend my grateful thanks to the whole congregation. Thank you very much for hearing about Bethania Ministries. If you have any doubt, please come to the hall. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yay! Please video this. Please video me. Okay. All right. As Josephine just told you guys, they have been raising funds for the Shalom Home in Kodaikanal. Did I say it right? I just know it as Cody. But yeah, Kodaikanal. Kodaikanal. And I'd like to invite up Larry Zimmerman, who is the head of the board for Bethania Kids. And I would also like to invite up Rex and Steve, if you guys don't mind coming up. Because we have a surprise for you. On behalf of our congregation here at Bethel, we have done some fundraising for your Shalom Home. And our goal was to build a wall. Now, that has a lot of connotations in America at this time. But our wall that we want to build for you is one that will help you to be a beautiful place to be a part of the Shalom home. And so I would like to give you this check for $36,000. $36,133 to help to meet that goal. But I hate to tell you, this number isn't correct. It's actually $37,000 because we got a late gift to that. So this community of faith is supporting you and the wonderful ministry of Bethania Kids so that this wall can be built. And it will be a beautiful gift and a beautiful place for Shalom Home. So I offer this to you guys and thank you for being who you are and all that you do. And I thank all of you for being who you are and all that you do. This is a wonderful blessing and gift. So congratulations. Yes, please.
So one of the government rules for giving certificate, without any compound wall, the government won't give any registration certificate. So we have 303.8 acres in Battalagundu land. So for this will be a main gift. For the government side, they permit us to run the home. And I extend my heart full of thanks to the whole congregation. Thank you very much.
Yay.
This is our Indian symbol for saying thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, we love you. Congrats. And you guys can be seated. If, like she said, if you have any questions, and we're going to have a question and answer time at our congregational meeting immediately following this. So I will invite you guys to be seated, and I want to thank all of you.
Thank you, sir.
You're awesome. As we know, we are going into our congregational meeting immediately following this, so I just want to share a few words. When I see things like this happen, or I see the work of people putting together a little Oktoberfest that was able to raise almost $1,000 to be combined with other monies to go towards hurricane relief, that this congregation was able to give over $3,600 towards hurricane relief. When I see the ministry, amazing ministry that keeps happening here at Bethel through not only the gifts that we offer, but also through the service that we're doing in different parts of the world and different parts of the country, I continually am humbled by how fruitful you are. You're an incredibly fruitful group of people, an incredibly fruitful ministry and congregation. You bear fruit in the lives, in your own individual lives, but you bear fruit in our community and in our world. And I'm so thankful for all the ways that you continually bear fruit. One of the realities of bearing fruit, though, in our lives of faith, and as the Bible teaches us, is that at times we go through a sense of pruning, where things are cut back so that we might then grow more further and more fully. The hope is that when that happens, when God does that heavenly divine pruning of those branches that are bearing fruit, that it then leads into something even more. As a congregation, as a community of faith, as we continue to bear fruit in many and various ways in this community of faith, we pray that God will effectively help us to be pruned so as to grow. And I invite us as a community of faith, as we gather as a congregation, as we make decisions together, that we will be mindful not only of the places where we may be pruned, But let us also be mindful that that only happens when fruit is being born. Fruit bearing. Work of God is happening in this place, as evidenced by what we just experienced, but by so much, much more. I pray blessings upon our community of faith as we seek to be about the work of God in a new way. This will be happening after the first of the year in a very special, intentional way called Bethel Reforming. Now, you remember Bethel Becoming, right? Remember where we all gathered together and everybody had a voice to share about our life and ministry and who we were going to be and what we were going to become? You remember Deeper Faith, Wider Love, our mission statement, guiding us to follow the promises and the teachings and the principles of the faith practices. Well, that is what we are doing. That's what we've continued to do. But Bethel, as a community of faith, is seeking your voice again as we head towards what we're calling our 2020 vision. And yes, I came up with that myself. Our 2020 vision, which will not only be our 200th anniversary as a congregation, but seeking to see who God is calling us to be into the future. And we're going to be doing that through Bethel Reforming, which will be happening right after the first of the year. You'll be gathered into cottage visits and cottage homes. And we'll be dreaming and we'll be praying. We'll be listening to each other as we seek to be who God has called us to be here in this place. That will form us as we move forward. Bethel Reforming, we pick that up, of course, as we have just celebrated the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So people of God, your voice is desired. Your voice is encouraged. Your voice will be heard as we seek to develop and be who God is calling us to be now, today, as the Bethel fruit bearers in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue now with the prayers of the day. You're invited. Oh, is that right? No, it's a hymn of the day. So let us stand and sing that wonderful hymn, I Can Only Imagine.